Centuries ago, before the age of modern science, man invented beer, and things were good. Now, these knuckleheads just sit around and talk about beer on the Portland Beer Club podcast.
Audio settings for Marcus on 111 episodes.
My output volume is maxed out.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or
yeah, you should be all right.
Should we turn down, maybe?
If you could turn down a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Is that any better? Is that more?
God, that blew my speakers.
Okay, hold on. Let me adjust. That's about midway. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. Beef, say okay. Something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the first one kind of blew me out. But
all right, we're good.
Yeah, all good? Sweet.
I think so, yeah.
Episode 27.
Audio settings. You're welcome.
Wow, that's loud. I'm going to turn you down.
Oh, still too loud? Do you want me to take it down?
No, I'm going to turn you down. We're good.
Oh, you can't turn me down. You always say yes to me.
I'm going
down for what?
I'm going glassware free tonight, boys.
What is going on there?
Drinking straight out of the bottle.
What is that? Is that
Rook
homebrew?
Beer.
Oh, okay.
Lagunitas Born Yesterday Fresh Hop Ale. Fresh Hop Ale. Wow. 7.2%. Right out of the bottle. Whoa.
I'm drinking this.
Is that your beer?
Yeah, that's the brand new IPA.
Nice.
Tapped yesterday.
When did you make that?
About 11 days ago.
11 days ago. All right.
12 days ago?
I
made it on a Friday, a week ago last Friday.
Okay.
So whatever that is, 10, 11 days ago.
All right.
12 days ago.
Well, 13? Our listeners can't tell. We are doing a remote show today. Oh, Beef hasn't. I don't even know how to say that. Is it Iyengar?
Anger?
It's that old.
It's Yingerweiss.
It's a Yinger.
Yinger.
A Yinger.
Is this the brewery that makes Yingling?
Or as I used to call it, Youngling.
Youngling. R.I.P.
This is a remote show tonight. We had a little influenza running through the home. And due to HIPAA, I can't explain why, but a couple of my co-hosts had medical... One had a medical procedure and one has a medical procedure coming up. And so we didn't want to get people sick. And
yep.
I'm fine. My wife is fine. But the boy has been sick for about a week with up to 102 degrees many, many times.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
For a week?
He has had a fever for almost a week. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So
that's big.
We just decided it'd be safest to do a remote show. So while one recovers and the other prepares, you guys feel free to talk about your medical procedures if you want. I don't want to out
I'm
anybody.
Having the balls on my foot snipped.
Oh, that sounds painful.
It talk about walking for the last 40 some odd years of my life. It's been tough. Really careful.
Yeah. Oof.
Mm. That sounds terrible. That sounds like the worst thing on the body that could get snipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sean, I think you'd like this IPA.
Yeah,
This is up your alley.
Well, when you're going to have your balls removed from your feet, I'm going to sneak up to your house and pour some because you won't be able to stop me. I also got to try that stout of yours.
I wouldn't stop you. I'm going to try some of that tonight, too.
No, that's what I'm really anxious about.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. It's been sitting on... 2.5 pounds of coconut for
oh my god
4 days now.
Oh my god,
wow.
Yeah,
all
right.
10 gallons, eight gallons, seven.
Try like 2.5 to 3.
That's all because all the grain.
It's going to no, that's just because that's what I had in the keg, and I wanted to make a coconut bomb, and then I can blend it down if I want to. I have another keg full of so I'm trying to blend it to make something balanced. I mean, it probably won't be. Who knows? It might be shit. Who knows?
Well, but, Halloween's coming up. Throw a Snickers bar in there.
I was going to say, we've got to call it a Mounds bar or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm anxious to try it. So, clearing my voice.
Yeah, you don't need that where you're going.
Where's he going?
He's going to take us on a beer journey.
Did I just see Beth in the background?
I don't think so. She's been on that background.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, she's over here.
She's on your front ground.
Yeah, she's...
Don't point down there, Beef. No, I just...
Well, Marcus is down there.
I just saw something in the corner of your screen again.
Moving. No, you are.
Yeah, on your left.
That's Sean, and that's Beef.
Over here?
Beef.
Yeah, right there. Something keeps Sean. Crossing through the screen. Oh, you've just got a ghost.
I was just going to say, just someone from the cemetery. No biggie.
Oh, man.
Stopping by for an evening.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's so? The ghost of previous year's Vikings losses, because they haven't had any this year. Can we talk about that?
Are they
There's still
undefeated?
Plenty of time. They are.
Oh, my God.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Who else? Kansas City?
Yeah, Patty. Yep. Patty Mahomes.
Okay.
I mean, the two top quarterbacks in the league, really.
And hey, so we've been watching a lot of football together this year, but we did not get to watch the Ohio State Oregon game together. Yeah. What'd y'all think of that? Sorry, Jason.
Well, what I can tell you about it is I had at least two fresh hot beers during it.
Oh, I had a beer a quarter for that game. So
beer a quarter.
Yep, I was measuring myself out.
That was a hell of a game.
That was very entertaining.
Yeah, no matter what, like those one of those games where like when I watch, say like an SEC battle game because everybody tunes into that, it felt like one of those games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. In as much as like everybody was tuned into it and it paid off, like it was just a good football game.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
You know, from the very first drive from Ohio State when Oregon recovered that ball and Chip did not give us a chance to do a review on that. I mean. And then, you know, Lanning screws him over in the fourth quarter by doing an intentional foul to burn off the clock. I mean, it was just like a battle of who's going to screw who last, and we won. So.
I can tell you this, the Big Ten refs aren't a whole lot better than the old Pac-12 boys, that's for sure. And on both sides. Yeah,
to be fair, that, like, it went on both ends. It was just bad refing.
There were bad calls, on both sides of it. It was just weird.
Which I guess equals it all out, but God.
Get used to it, boys.
I know, can't wait. Strap on those suspenders and let's go.
Yes.
I was.
Oh, you need some yellow and green suspenders for sure.
Yeah, we do.
I was so convinced we were going to lose that game, and I said this is going to come down to whoever scores last is going to win, and that's what it was.
I mean, it looked like Ohio State was destined to kick a field goal and win.
Oh yeah,
that thing.
Right. I have a friend who was sitting behind the Ohio State bench on the 50-yard line, fourth row, and she said she could see the expression on his face when he realized he dropped too late. Like she's like, oh, yeah. he knew right away that he fucked it up and lost the game.
Yeah, the fact that like Lanning did his penalty 12 men on the field thing on purpose to burn 4 seconds, which ended up being the exact amount of seconds he needed to burn,
right?
So that last play didn't have enough time.
And let's talk about like, how the NCAA
crazy.
Changed a rule in one week.
I know, just 2 days, like 2 days later or 3 days later.
When do they ever change rules mid-season? That never happens. Yeah. So it's always
the only other time I can think of is when Kenny Pickett did the fake slide.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that
is.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Like, oh, you
that,
don't? Yeah.
That next Tuesday, it was out
it
of
was,
there.
Kenny Pickett was a quarterback that he was running out in the open field and he faked like he was going to go down and slide. So the defender
in
front
of
him pulled up. Yeah. And then he hopped right back up and didn't slide and kept running.
Yeah. Kind of like took his back foot and like drug it on the ground and tried and started
leaned
like
back a bit.
Right. Yeah.
And how often did he practice that? I wonder. It makes you wonder, like, what
but
other
that's the thing? Like, Lanning knew, right? He's like, I got one bullet in my gun. Like, this is a single shot gun.
And
once I pull the trigger on this, it's never going
to
be allowed
again.
And
how many years has he been holding on to that, waiting for that opportunity to use it? I mean, and how many tricks do other coaches have that they're just waiting for that magic moment to use it?
Well, I think that's a very specific situation, right?
Extremely specific.
They had to be out of field goal range, but we needed to burn some time, but not a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
And we knew they needed to throw the ball, so you put the extra. It's just like it was crazy.
You wouldn't do that in the 10th minute in the fourth quarter,
in particular. Yeah.
Anyway,
you started off to a hot beer start.
Yep. Well, hey, again, I drank 4 beers during that game, so maybe 5.
I killed that other fresh hopped Juice Junior.
Yeah. No,
it was
you
disgusting.
Didn't. No,
it was
you
disgusting.
Did you
no,
do it?
I gave it away to someone else.
Oh.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah,
it was horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was horrible. All right, well, let's get on to beer here. Do you want to start out,
that one.
Do we want to start out with our series, American Porter, Marcus? Or do you,
sure.
So we're not really sharing beers tonight. We won't have any mystery beer because we can't sample anything, so we might as well just dive into the topic. Usually,
yeah, so this is
usually you would have brought a porter for us to drink, but
yeah, I'd bring one normally.
And I don't have any porters in my bag, but
I would run into the problem of I don't know what a good porter is, since I typically don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to lean on you guys more for this one than anything.
Well, yeah. I'm going to bring up my Untappd because we just had a porter last week that was actually pretty good.
Did I have it with you?
I believe you did.
Are you talking about the one? Okay, the one we had like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that.
It was fine. I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'll get it here.
I'll let you search. So in the meantime, I'll talk about, what is a porter? It can be malty or bitter. Obviously it's a dark beer, but it does not have to be like a black beer. It can be dark brown, ruby. Mm-hmm. Usually it's fairly see-through unless you really pour a giant pour of it. Like if you pour it in a standard pint glass, you could probably see through it a little bit.
Like colors closer to a brown ale than a stout.
It was the
Event
Horizon from Block 15. It was a chocolate
porter.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, for a porter.
For a porter, it was good.
Yeah,
agreed.
I used to love porters until I got into barrel-aged beers. And then that kind of ruined porters for me because they just all seem so thin now. They're like thin stouts.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's my biggest issue with them. So, flavor should be moderately roasty. The nose should be medium roast, maybe some chocolate, maybe some coffee, maybe a little burnt character, maybe a little bit of like hoppy character, but everything should be kind of in balance. Flavor should be the same kind of things. Mouthfeel, it says, should be medium to medium full body. That we'll get back to. it's basically, I mean, the way, so that's basically it. And normally they fall within, unless it's an imperial version, they fall between like 5% and 7%, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think is what I normally see.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're finding pastry versions or something like that. But if we're just talking about a standard porter, which I guess that's what we're saying, that's it. So my big issue with porters is that they offer me nothing that a stout can't do better.
Right.
Right. Or barley wine if it's a lighter one.
Well, sure. And then you talk about if you barrel age a porter, it's basically just a stout.
And it's a super watery stout at that point.
Yeah. Typically. But like Deschutes does their Black Butte, the Black Butte special series every year, and those are delicious for the most part. But to me, that's
almost more of a stout to me than it is a porter.
But they call it a porter.
Yeah,
they call it a porter, but like I feel like that base beer before it hits a barrel is
it's
like
a stout.
If you sipped it right, it would be much darker and roastier than what.
Well, because their regular Black Butte porter is pretty dang good for a porter. It was kind of the OG porter for the Pacific Northwest, and I mean, I remember when Bridgeport actually stopped making porter specifically because that one was so good. They couldn't compete. And they were giving away cases of their porter for like $6 or whatever it was in their restaurant back in the day. There's certain things that were so good. But then, you go back and you taste that now and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that holds. It's like watching Meatballs back in the 70s. It was hilarious. You watch it now, it's like, it doesn't really hold up anymore. Bill Murray wasn't transcending time.
My favorite porter when I was getting into craft beer was Smutty Nose Robust Porter. And I have a feeling if I tried that now, it would just be a high alcoholic bitter mess. Like, that's what I feel like it would taste like.
Yeah.
Now, but oh man, back then, I loved it.
Unlike Sean and you, I never really got into porters ever. I don't know why. They just have never struck me very well. Like I jumped to stouts immediately over porters.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. Like you can, if you don't want the bigger flavor or the better mouthfeel or the, you know, this flavor, just the nose to be better, the aroma to be better. I get it. Then you want something weaker and wider and more watery, but you want a darker beer type flavor profile, then I guess porter's for you. But otherwise, I feel like the stout is better mm-hmm. with flavors. It's better, way better with mouthfeel. Like, it just offers more of the things that I want that, you know, a porter just is kind of like the watery brother of.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't so. Quite get there. It's like a light stout. It's like stout light.
Stout light. Light. There you go.
L-I-T-E.
It's diet stout.
Speaking, diet stout. Yeah.
Speaking
yeah,
of yeah, porters, exactly. You guys.
Speaking of porters, Fields of Green Fresh Hop.
The Fresh Hop Fields of Green from Great Notion. Or not Great Notion, Fort
that's
George.
That's not Great Notion.
Fort George, yeah. Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with porter, but it's a delicious beer. That's a really good one. I'll say that.
So tell us more about the... No, go ahead. Sorry.
I have a fresh hop brown ale in the fridge that I now have to drink on the show because of this.
Well, you said it, so you have to drink it.
Did you buy it?
I did buy it. I definitely did buy it so I could have Sean drink it.
Who makes a fresh hop brown
ale?
That
was meant to come on the show, right? Yeah, be in person.
Whoever made that, I want to punch in the nose. I just, that's...
I think Vice Beer Company.
You could save it. You could save it for Toby, my brother-in-law. Because we're invading your house tomorrow.
Yes.
Not
yes,
a porter, but does anybody know this? Oops, this is not really showing up there very good.
It looks like a wine?
No, it's a beer.
Oh, yeah. Surly Darkness.
Surly Darkness, is it good?
Yeah.
I'm getting a couple bottles in the mail from my nephew down in Arizona.
It's an old school, like, popular stout, imperial stout.
Okay.
It's smoky.
I don't know if I've ever had it. But...
So it's in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm. Minneapolis.
Yeah, I had it at the brewery when I visited there in 2016.
Yeah.
The guy I was staying with, and we went to Surly, and I got to try it there.
Marcus, you will not be disappointed by the mouthfeel on that beer.
Okay.
That is the one thing that I will say.
Marcus,
when's
I know
the last
you...
time you had it?
Oh, that's a good point. 2019. I think I tried to do a vertical of it, and I think I got through 2.5 bottles.
Jeez, wow, that's pretty good.
Wow.
it was a Sunday in the fall.
Okay.
So it was like an all day affair.
3:30 p.m. It was cloudy with a little lit wind blowing to the east.
And
I had toast for breakfast. I slightly burnt it, but with the eggs on top, it tasted just fine.
Apparently it was 1930. Sorry,
with a little
guys.
Chili crisp.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys need chili crisp.
Oh, God, I just got some chili.
You missed
Marcus.
The chili crisp.
Carrie bought me a bottle of that hot honey from Momofuku or whatever.
Did she?
Yeah. It's good.
Have you put it on anything yet?
I put it on a stir fry last night. It was really good.
Oh, right on. I'll bet you that was good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, Marcus, my you know Anthony.
Yep.
Yeah, he's sending me some from Arizona. But so I have to send him some fresh hop beers while I
can
still get some.
Are they variants? Or are they just the straight?
He's got a straight one and a variant he's gonna send me. So
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll save him for a football game for us. Which we won't be able to catch each other this week because tomorrow it's another Friday game, but I hope we'll be back together next week for whoever we play. Lost track of the season.
That's probably bye week.
No, we had a bye week. We've had our bye week.
There's two this year.
Oh, is there two? I think our other one's towards the end of the season. I think before the second to last game, maybe.
Yeah, it seems a little quick for it. It's only been 3 games or something like that.
We've got Purdue tomorrow, so.
Well, Penn State has their second this week, so.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm 99%.
Are you all getting together for the game tomorrow?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'll be there in spirit.
So if anything goes wrong, you can blame it on me.
Yeah.
So wait, are you what's behind Beef's shoulder right now? Your spirit?
Oh, that's what I was seeing.
You've haunted his room.
Wow. All right, well, let's get to some articles. I'll need some help opening things up here, but our first topic.
Did we finish with porter? Do you guys like? Do you guys drink porter today? Do you have a porter that you would buy if
maybe,
you saw it at the store?
Maybe we should just leave that topic like the beer itself thin.
I can actually roll this into one of my topics.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, go for it.
Oh God, where did it go? Oh yeah, somebody bought something. So there's a brewery called Jack's Abbey that makes a Baltic style porter that is basically a stout, and they do a whole bunch of different variants and bottle and barrel age it and all this stuff. And I've always been a fan of it. It's been like a super smooth like stout because it's since it's Baltic, it's lager yeast. Yep. But they just bought, they're from like New Hampshire or so, and they just bought Night Shift Brewing, which is
with
in
Henry Winkler,
Massachusetts. That I don't get that reference.
It's a movie. Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, Night Shift.
Yeah,
Shelley Night Long, Shift. '80s.
Mm-hmm.
They turn a mausoleum into a brothel. Go ahead.
Oh, that's amazing. Does Whoopi Goldberg show up to help save it?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she's
in the witness protection.
She's a nun.
But this is another. So Jack's Abbey is this seems like it's one of those actual craft breweries buying another actual craft brewery and staying craft, but still kind of merging together. So I just thought that was, I don't know, it was just interesting to me. Thought it was topical.
It's definitely topical. I think you might continue to see more and more of that since it's harder for breweries to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. And also but. Night Shift was basically just being contract brewed by Two Roads Brewing. And I don't know how much of an actual like brick and mortar presence that they had. So it's weird to think of all these companies is basically just like IP or branding.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it comes down to it, that's all that's left, right?
I saw the other day that Ecliptic came out with a fresh hopped IPA. And I'm like, that's example of that right there. They're not brick and mortar anymore. They're produced out of Ninkasi, right? Like that's who's canning and distributing the name of Ecliptic. Not a place you can go to anymore.
Yeah. I just saw it, and this is
weird,
kind
man.
Of related, but not really related. The Ex Novo is still doing fresh hop beers down in New Mexico.
Those bastards.
I know. Where are they getting those fresh hops? Is he running up here to brew it?
Hopefully not from the hop producers up here that are struggling to stay afloat because they're not selling their existing crops, right? Screw them.
Yeah. F those guys.
Hey, I will say it was announced today. Fresh Hop Pallet Jack is out as of today. I am flipping my mind that I'm not able to get some right now.
I thought you would have some tonight. I saw Noble Hop had it.
I saw it 45 minutes before we started. I didn't have time to go. And I don't know if Noble Hop would do crawlers of it. I know Nebulous will because they have it. So I'm stopping at Nebulous tomorrow. Yeah.
Go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they'll do two crawlers, get me one.
I will see what I can do. Yeah.
Then drink it in front of them.
Yeah. And then just save like the dregs for me so that you can say to Nooner that, you know, you drink.
Here's some of the green stuff on the bottom.
Yeah.
I'd do it. Yeah.
So Beef, going back to your topic real quick, I didn't bring up Baltic porters because they're different than American style porters, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically they're a lager.
Exactly. Yeah. They're a lager. They're higher alcohol.
Yeah.
They usually have more residual sugar. They're smoother. They have more flavor. They're all of that. They're way better. They're almost basically like an imperial stout, but a lager. I mean, that's where they fall. Mm-hmm. Kind of like 9% is not unheard of for a Baltic porter. And I actually like Baltic porters.
Me too.
They're good.
Yep. You don't see them a lot over here.
No.
You see them. No, they're more common.
Never see them.
They're pretty common, like from European breweries. You see them, but you don't see them a whole lot over here.
Yeah. Nooner would pipe up right now and say, I brewed one with Fort George.
I think the last time I had a Baltic porter made over here was at Migration, maybe. I think it was Migration.
Wow, really?
I think.
I'm surprised lager breweries aren't doing them. Like, I don't think I ever saw one from Wayfinder or Heater Allen's never done one.
What just happened to Beef?
I glitched twice.
Yeah, he did. He's the cat that showed up twice. Matrix.
We do have a cat in our backyard now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Sorry, Jason, again.
Mm-hmm. We've got skunks in our backyard and moles. Our back lawn looks horrible right now. So never want to kill anything more than I do right now. But
they're so cute.
I know, but you see what they do to your lawn.
Right.
Those things are stronger than I thought they were. We had one running down our street one night last summer when it was really hot. He got stuck on the street and couldn't get back up under some grass. And so I was trying to pick him up to put him on some dirt. And he'd turn around and like fight me. And he was strong. Like, how the hell is
this? Did you arm wrestle him?
No. He kicked my ass, but I mean, like,
not with those paws.
They're much stronger than you think they are for their size. It's not like a hamster, but I guess with all that digging, you get a little tough.
I was going to say, you got to dig through that hard clay we got.
Yeah.
Here.
I was going to throw them on my neighbor's yard that I don't like, but,
leave it to Beef to know about our soil conditions.
That's true. This is true.
God, Jason, are you still here with us? All right.
Nope, long gone.
Let's go into our next little article here. We're done with porters on all levels. Barrel age.
No, I got another. 45 minutes of material on porters.
Well, we've got 11 minutes left on our Zoom session. So
just kidding. Move on.
So I found a cool little article, if one of you can pull it up, from VinePair, talking about the highest rated beer in each state for 2024. And obviously, we're not going to go over all 50 states, but maybe cover some of our favorite.
Wait, we have 50 states?
As of 3 years
only
ago.
50?
How long? How long has that been?
I just wish they would have included Puerto Rico, but.
Huh. Yeah.
So somebody got that up there for us.
Yeah, so it looks like Oregon had a Degard bottle on it, and Nectarine Premier.
Does that sound right to you guys?
I'm not mad at that.
This list isn't subjective, but
well, what'd they pull from?
Nectarine Premier is a. You've had it several times, Sean.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's a very good beer. Yeah, I agree. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What was not Washington's top rated?
Fremont. Okay. It is a
coffee cinnamon B-bomb.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, down below they have a list.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was zooming in on the photo, and it's like
over Rusty Nail, huh? Well,
over Rusty Nail.
I could see Rusty Nail being a little divisive because it's kind of got the licorice flavors to it that I think some people don't like.
Yeah,
that's a good point. But just like generally, Wyoming being 2x4, that makes sense. Wisconsin being Black Gold from Central Waters, that makes sense. Heady Topper for Vermont.
Sure.
Not mad at that.
Wasn't Dinner.
Big Bad Baptista for Utah. I mean, that's pretty good.
Didn't Dinner from Maine Brewing, wasn't that theirs? Dinner or Lunch?
It is.
Maine is Dinner. Yep, Maine's Dinner. Massachusetts,
King Julius
from Treehouse. CBS from Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah, Pennsylvania was what? It was, Grand Negro, Voodoo Pappy.
What was California?
Sorry.
From Voodoo.
What was California?
Oh. That is a good question.
Minnesota is Niller's, so you're not getting the best beer from Minnesota from Andrew.
California is Pliny the Younger.
Oh, right, of course it is. Sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God damn.
What about Alaska? It's Blessed from Anchorage. It's an Imperial Stout, so that's got to be good, I'm sure.
Right.
Not at it.
Man, there are some beers here that Hoonipoo won Florida.
Yeah.
That's actually a little surprising.
Hawaii is. You guys got married in Hawaii. What's the best beer in Hawaii?
It's gonna be a coconut porter, right?
It is. Yeah, that's what they have there. Mm-hmm. Coconut. The Imperial version.
Oh, right, right.
Oh.
The beef on that Hennepoo, was it the one you brought? The one that we love so much?
The vanilla?
The one that you sold a car for?
No, it wasn't the Hennepoo we had.
No,
that was
sold a car for.
Oh no, that was what
Dark
you
Lord.
Call from
that was a Dark Lord variant.
That was Dark Lord.
That was Hangi.
Which is that did win Indiana.
Did it really? Hangi did?
That's the one you brought, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That was fantastic. That was so good considering how old it was.
Nearly a decade. Like eight
it
years
was
old.
So old. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe it had so much vanilla still.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah,
that was
delicious.
Iowa, has KBS or KBBS, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Ghost in the Machine for Louisiana. Yeah, these are just like bring back so many memories from
now. What would Wyoming have?
Wyoming, yeah, that's 2x4 from Melvin.
Oh, yeah, 2x4.
Oh, Melvin, that's right. Okay, I forget they're there.
Yeah. But yeah, like Kansas or North Dakota.
But North Dakota has whatchamacallit.
Whoever compiled this list did their homework. I have to say that because there's some, I mean, there's some pretty kind of more rarish stuff. Like Degard is kind of rare. Like you never see Degard win.
What was the North Dakota brewery? Who won that? Because that's something we've heard of.
North Dakota was Drecker.
Yeah. I mean, you see that everywhere here.
Oh, yeah.
You see Drecker everywhere, like new seasons.
Well, they make all those bullshit beers.
All the smoothie beers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So what's in South Dakota?
They only make ambers in South Dakota.
Porter.
Pilot
what is it?
Porter.
So it's there you Porter. Go, Porter.
From okay. Crow Peak Brewing.
Okay, I think we've found the state where there's the ability to expand the beer market. If a robust porter wins best beer in a state, that's where you need to go, everybody. That's where you need to open a brewery.
There you go.
Start making some pastry shit. You can make some money. I'm sorry, I said shit. I actually like pastry. I actually don't mind pastry beers for the most part.
They have their place for sure.
Yeah,
they have a place. I mean, they don't taste bad, but I'm more of the stout. Yeah, I like the stouts more than I do the fruited ones. But
little tiny tasters.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see. Do we want to go to our next topic here? Somebody. Oh, we already did that. Do we want to talk off Oregon kicks butt at GABF? Gabbeth. Somebody got that? Close out this first session.
Ew. Won 33 medals and 3 Brewery of the Year awards.
That's pretty good.
Wait, how many years does that...
Which years?
How can there be more than one Brewery of the Year?
Because they do it by different sizes.
Yeah.
Then they've got it classified in this weird grouping of sizes. I don't...
That's right.
Yeah.
Nano, micro,
no,
mini.
It's like... Well, now they do it by beer barrels produced, not mini, micro, whatever. So it's like Sun River won Brewery of the Year for 5,001 to 15,000 barrels. And Grand Fur Brewing won for 501 to 1,000 barrels produced. And Ale Song won for 250 to 500 barrels.
Jesus.
So they're doing it by beer barrel now.
That's pretty specific. How many categories were there in that?
It seems like there's a lot of numbers that could make a lot of categories.
Yeah, I'm seeing up to category 204.
What?
Category 501.
Oh, 501. Wow. Okay.
That is the collab.
It's not getting very difficult to win a medal at GABF is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if you haven't won a medal, you'll find a category that you'll fit into. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to shoot for the Brewery of the Year that produces 34 to 35 beer barrels a year. Gold medal, baby.
Yeah, it looks like 501 categories. That's just for the beers. That's not including the Brewery of the Year award.
You guys remember Fudgesicles from Fort George?
I just had it about a month ago. It was really good,
yeah.
But like I could have taken a quarter of a can.
It won gold for Chocolate Beer of the Year.
Oh, of course it did. It was good, but holy crap, it was rich.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was also barrel aged, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I thought it was.
Or was it a Dark Lord style thing where they just... I don't remember. I'm sure they had it at Dark Arts, but probably leftovers from Dark Arts.
Yeah, Oregon won a few Brett beer medals.
Ugh.
So
was it labeled that on the
Cold
keg?
Fire, Monkless, Little Beast, Ale Song.
No.
I'm looking for IPA if there's anything there, but I don't see anything in IPA yet.
I saw a Portuguese lager at the store today. I don't know
what makes it Portuguese.
What makes it Portuguese? I don't know. I didn't get it. It was in my cart and then I put it back.
That's a made up style. That's not a thing.
I mean,
right?
For you to give up a beer that's different and interesting, that's pretty special.
Right?
For you to put something back.
I'm not falling for your shit,
special.
Hetty Alice.
Oh, it was a Hetty Alice beer?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it was
okay.
It was Hetty Alice, yeah.
Okay.
Deschutes won a bronze for fresh hop beer.
Really?
At JABF.
Oh.
Yeah, fresh hop King Crispy.
Pale ale, non-alcoholic beer, 55 entries.
Hmm. Is NA beer going to be like the new thing at GABF?
Apparently.
Ooh.
Next year there'll be 500 entries.
Of just NAs?
Yeah.
Ugh. Is White Claw going to have its own category?
Session IPA. There we go.
They're going to have to start splitting it up, right? You can't put NA Porter with NA IPA. You're going to have to start making a bunch of subcategories for NA.
Can they just can they just have their own NAGBF? And have it in Utah? I mean,
there you go.
I mean, if it's the beer awards, shouldn't it just move outside of the beer awards to, like, I don't know, compete against Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper? I mean, isn't that, it's flavored fizzy drinks now.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know.
That's just crazy.
All right. So category 18 is Session IPA. Utah, Orange County, California, California again. Experimental IPA, Orchard Park, New York, Buffalo area. New Zealand IPA.
New Zealand. Okay.
Imperial IPA. Juicy or Hazy Imperial IPA. American Style IPA. There we go. Highland Park in Chinatown, LA. Won that one.
I feel like we've had a collab or two with them up here.
Highland Park sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, like recently. I can't remember, though.
They all blend together. They all cuvee the same, Marcus.
Well, we have been drinking a lot of beer lately, but it's been a lot of fresh hops from local IPAs. Breweries.
Yeah,
a lot of IPA.
Tis the season.
And then I brewed one, so woohoo.
Couldn't get enough. Good gravy.
Good gravy, man. I'll tell you about good gravy. I can't stop farting. Oh, it's been going crazy. I've been drinking a lot of those flavored seltzer waters or soda waters. And
when you say flavored, like La Croix and
exactly, yeah. That kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. Man, for the last month, I've just been farting. They used to make me burp really bad, but now it's like
I was just gonna say. I guess you're holding it in longer and just pushing it out the bottom.
Yeah, like I don't know what's like. It's like somebody hit the reverse switch on my system and it's just like sucking it out the wrong end. But it makes me real bloaty now. So I didn't even have one today because I'm trying to see if I can get it out of myself. But it's just crazy. Hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Jason.
So there's like no calories or anything in it. It's not that like poppy soda.
That poppy stuff's gross. I can't drink that. It's just straight soda water with a hint of flavor, you know?
Yeah.
Huh. It's funny, like, because where I work, like some of my kids will come into my office and they're like, hey, you got anything to drink? Hey, you want one of these? No. It's like, that's not Dr. Pepper or anything with significant flavor. You know,
right, anything with sugar.
Mountain Dew. It's not going to give me a rush of any kind.
So I did open, much to your dismay, the Wet Hop Brown Ale.
Oh, my God. That looks awful. Just the can looks awful.
It's wetter than Ezra.
Ezra. Good
is
name.
Is the name of it.
Great name.
It was also, I don't know if you can see that or if it's backwards, but it was brewed the day hell froze over. so they know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
There's also a QR code on the side that says, don't scan me.
Okay.
So I scanned it, and it takes you to a YouTube short of a Weekend Update with Norm Macdonald, where he says that Better Than Ezra is number one on the charts. Number two on the charts, Ezra.
I can hear pretty him good. Saying that, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty
Ezra.
Good. So, Vice Ezra. Beer, at least you know what you're doing. At least you like get the joke.
Who
you
made
get
that? It's a joke. Who was that again?
Vice Beer. Vice.
Okay. Yeah. They get points for that because that's a brilliant can.
Bow show.
And I've had some decent beer from Vice. So.
Yeah, I was up in Washington, up in Vancouver. So I stopped at Ben's Bottle Shop and they were kind of. I got Killer Green there.
Oh,
they
nice.
Have Killer Green.
Yeah.
They were kind of lacking on fresh hop IPA, so I grabbed. Yeah.
Well, we're at the tail end of it.
Right. Well, I went to New Seasons today, and it was just packed full of them.
Really? Which New Seasons? The Ranco or the Cedar Hills?
Yeah, Ranco.
Okay, the Cedar Hills, we went on Sunday, and they were about half-stocked with fresh hop stuff. So,
there was a lot of stuff, and from breweries that I trusted, too.
Yeah. I mean, what? This is our third episode with fresh hop beers. Mm-hmm. So that's a good stretch. Usually we only do two. So
I'm milking it while I still can. It's the best season of the year.
I've got to try to find a few good ones tomorrow to ship down to Arizona to swap out for that Surly that I'm getting. Where's Marcus? What's going on here?
I don't know. I'll be honest. The nose on this is really
gross.
Oh, here he is. No, it smells like a fresh hop beer.
Really? With a little poop in it?
No poop. Oh, it certainly doesn't taste like a fresh hop beer.
It certainly doesn't taste like poop.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, there you go, Sean. Ooh, Marcus has the stout. Look at that. That looks delicious.
It has the coconut has killed the head, but there's a little bit of a head on it.
But here's the thing, Marcus. I'm looking at that on a really shitty monitor, and I can see the legs in that glass.
Oh, this thing has massive legs.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
Yeah.
So did I ever give you the stats on it?
Go for it.
Like you care.
I don't know what any of it means, but, you know, go for it. Our Jasons will love it.
It started at 1.160 gravity, finished at 1.064 gravity, which puts it at 13.4%.
Nice.
What that means is it's got a ton of mouthfeel and it's got a ton of alcohol in it.
I'll be up right after the show's over.
What's that?
I'll be right up after the show's over.
All right.
Bring you some influenza.
So you have to love coconut right now to want to drink this, because this has a ton of coconut on the nose. Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but bottoms up, fellas.
Well, I do love that coconut porter from Maui Brewing.
Yeah, coconut's fickle, though, because it can sometimes just taste like sunscreen.
Sure. But, yeah, Fremont does well with it.
Yeah, I feel like if you're using extracts, that's where you're
screwing up.
Get that sunscreen. Yeah.
Okay. I would not be concerned serving you this to you guys. It's
pretty.
It's pretty good right now.
When Marcus can brag about himself, you know it's good.
Right? Yeah.
I'll be honest. When I say when it's not good, like I make terrible. Well, not terrible, but I'm not a stout maker.
You and I made a terrible stout once.
Oh, I have made terrible stouts for sure.
We made that pumpkin stout that was awful.
This is this is definitely one of those where it's going to be, you probably want to share it if it was in a bottle, because it's thick.
Yeah,
it looks it.
But it's pretty good. I'm not ashamed of this one. It doesn't taste like it's 13.4%. I can tell you that. I could drink this easy.
All right. So what do you have in mind for doing variants on that then? Because you said you had an extra keg to screw
around
with.
Well, the coconut is there. Yeah. So I might do some chocolate with it too, although it's getting some nice chocolate already from the malts that are in there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it needs chocolate.
So
I don't know.
Say,
what else would you guys, want some pumpkin spice?
Yeah. What kind of coconut did you put in, like actual coconut meat? Like you chopped up coconuts and threw it in there, or did you use like a canned coconut puree?
So I got unsweetened coconut, shaved coconut from Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got fresh coconut. Okay. And then I did an experiment where I steeped both in just like 4 ounces of it for basically 4 or 6 hours with like a really small amount of beer. So it was an overload of coconut. I just wanted to see what the coconut flavor would impart. And then I toasted both as well. So I did 4 versions. I did fresh coconut, regular and untoast, and then toasted, and the same with the unsweetened in a bag.
Damn.
And the best version was actually, and then I combined the toasted and untoasted in a mixture as well. So I did like 6 versions of it. And the best was the not fresh coconut, the bagged coconut, the unsweetened, organic, whatever, shaved coconut, and 2-to-1 toasted to untoasted to like just raw.
Mm.
The most times Marcus has said coconut in 1 minute on the show.
I know. It was like a lot of times. So basically I put like almost 2 pounds of toasted coconut and about 3/4 of a pound of untoasted coconut in about 2.5 gallons of beer. Maybe. And honestly, I don't know how much beer I've lost from it, but there's probably not a ton of beer in that keg left at this point.
Shrimp
They're
gumbo.
In bags, and I've been, what's that?
Shrimp gumbo, shrimp coconut, shrimp
coconut gumbo.
So I don't know. I tried doing some other things. Like I tried putting some espresso in one. That wasn't great. I tried putting bourbon, a couple different bourbons in it, and it was just the bourbon doesn't mix with it very well.
I thought you were going to put a whole bottle of bourbon in that thing when you're making it.
Yeah, but after I tasted in secondary, I might. Well, I was thinking of doing it, but after tasting it, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried vanilla bean. That kind of works, but it's already so sweet that it needs something else to balance it out on the other side.
Yeah.
So I didn't do vanilla bean.
Okay.
What else did I try? Oh, I tried maple syrup. That's just too sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty good, but it's way too sweet.
Yeah.
It needs to go into like full double stack mode with coffee in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm still considering that, but or maybe I'll just do more coconut. I mean, I really like the coconut, so we'll see.
I'm going to throw a bunch of Eggo waffles in there with that syrup.
Some fried chicken,
some French toast,
some green peas.
I will be honest. This wet hop brown ale is kind of coming off like a CDA a little bit.
Hmm.
Who made it? I didn't see the can.
Vice.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wet. Oh God.
Wetter than Ezra brewed the day hell froze over.
Yeah.
There you go.
And what were the hops?
I don't think it said.
Okay.
No, it didn't say.
I'm not. So you're gonna buy another can? Is that what you said?
I'm gonna drive up to old Washington, give Nooner a high five, and then get another can of this.
Yeah, that's right.
I just opened Crush Architect, a hybrid with Fort George and Ghost Town. It's their fresh hop beer. This is really good. I had this on game day, and it was fantastic.
Nice. So on Untappd, it says that this was the beer that absolutely no one asked for. Fresh Cascade hops in a traditional American brown ale, because you know brown ale is so popular and exciting. Drink it so that we aren't stuck with this trash forever. I didn't fall for the Portuguese lager, but I fell for this one.
So, Marcus, you'll be interested in this. This is a fresh hop West Coast India Pale Ale featuring fresh crush hops from Peralt Farms and Nelson Cryo at 6.66%.
So evil.
It's the evilest beer we've ever drank.
It's what the devil drinks.
I've ever drank, I guess.
So a Ghost Town collab won Fresh Hop Pale Ale and IPA Gold for Willamette Week.
Oh.
Yeah.
If we want to
just jump into it, that's a nice transition, Beef.
Man, you're fucking smooth.
He did it.
Smooth. Let's go back to trash beer.
Oh, he did it.
Fresh hop brown ales.
Dipper, dipper.
Oh, Vice Beer. Tip of the cap for that one.
And maybe we should explain that we have the Oregon Beer Awards, but then during fresh hop season, they do a little special session with all the fresh hop beers that come out. But let's be honest, they don't hit all the fresh hop beers that come out, because some of the greatest fresh hop beers weren't even mentioned.
I mean, there's what did they say? Like 150 entries from 33 breweries. It's like there's so many more fresh hop beers from 40, Oregon.
There's some great breweries you don't even enter.
137 beers.
Oh, 47 breweries. Okay. Yeah. So it's like 137 is pretty good, but there's what, 300 breweries in Oregon, and there's probably three times that many fresh hop beers that were made.
Are these just Oregon beers that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's Oregon Beer Awards.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, by the way, this is how they do fresh hop beer awards. They don't get their award until the Oregon Beer Awards next, you know, whenever they do that.
Right, 2025. Yeah, it did mention that.
So they win now, but they don't get an award presentation till the actual thing.
So they didn't have to show up. They know they already won.
Yeah, this is the 2024-2025 fresh hop season.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the 2023-2024 fresh hop season.
Right.
So could you theoretically grow a bunch of hops, never pick them, let them just hang there and dry out, pull them in December, and then say, well, this is a fresh hop beer. Make your beer with them in December.
You can't dry them out to be fresh hops.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you just leave them on the vine, let them kind of half rot, whatever hops do when you don't pick them, and then make a beer and say, what's a fresh hop beer?
I don't know of anything fresh that's rotted.
Well, but you're following the rules.
You picked them fresh.
You picked them, and then you brewed within however many hours you have to brew. So
I think you just described a vice beer that Beef would buy.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't last year's fresh hop.
Hey, I'm just trying to pull a Lanning here, you know.
Yeah.
Not breaking the rules.
I mean, I think technically you could, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the there is no real definition, but yeah, I mean, it's freshly picked is usually the, you know, these.
Yeah, didn't say how long they were hanging on the vine.
Thing. Yeah, you could pick hops from last year if they still were hanging on the vine, I suppose.
if you didn't pull your harvest down.
Or if you pick them, you process them and freeze them immediately and then keep them frozen until you use them. Balebreaker called that a fresh IPA, fresh hop IPA that I got in June.
Or the very worst, a wet hop, right? Or whatever. That's what Sierra Nevada does with Celebration, right? That's a wet hop beer in December or something.
No.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that'd be a way to use your words to mislead the public.
Use your words.
Words have meaning, Sean.
I hate words. Words are dumb.
So, fresh hop pale ale and IPA, Sector 7 won gold. Not mad about that.
Wait, Sector 7, is that Von Ebert?
What I wanted to check with was, like, did Schitt's have all of these? Yeah.
Sector 7's Von Ebert, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, that was a hazy. So he's listing hazies.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I missed that word. I missed hazy.
Yeah. Silver went to one you just had, the Fields of Green, fresh hop.
Oh, wow.
And bronze how did that went get to
the these awards came out before that beer was released. So,
These awards came out 10 days ago.
Right. And that beer just, like, I think came out maybe 9 days ago. I don't know.
Fort George probably sent it to them.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
It was really fresh.
And then Stormbreaker won bronze for Hazy. Mm.
Aren't they the ones that come out with like 14 fresh hop beers the first week and they all taste exactly the same?
So did you have the fresh? Did you have the fresh hop Sector 7, Sean? Do you remember?
No, I just had their what's their big beer? Von Ebert. What's their flagship?
Volatile Substance.
Yeah, I had the fresh hop Volatile.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Silver is a good one. I mean, the Fresh Hop Fields was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
For the regular IPAs, they said the Gold was the Fresh Hop Dino.
That was
Ghost
good.
Town.
That was
from
good.
Living House.
I had
we
that.
All had that.
Yeah.
We had that at the game. That was really good, I thought.
Yeah, that was delicious.
I don't remember wanting to put it in my top tier, but I remember thinking it's really good.
There's three types of Fresh Hop beers. There's like drain pours that taste like grass. There's drinkable, and then there's really good. That's how it falls for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's grass trash, regular IPA, and actually good.
Yeah.
So you only really need three ratings on Untappd for your fresh hop beers, don't you? You need like a 0.25, a 3, or maybe a 2.5, and then like a 4.75.
2.5, and then a 4.75. Yeah.
Well, but like normally, not this year, but normally like Fresh Hop Wander Jack would be a 5. Pallet Jack's a 5. Fresh Hop Wanderlust is a 5. But the Wander Jack this year was a 4.5 for me. So it just
still pretty damn good.
Slipped a little. I don't know what they did different, but it did not dominate.
Hops are different every year too, you know.
The Wanderlust was better than Wander Jack this year as far as the fresh hops. So I'm real curious to see what this Pallet Jack's going to be like. I also saw that ABV has a Barley Brown's fresh hop beer that's not Pallet Jack. I can't remember what it was, but Forklift maybe? I can't remember.
So with another month under our belt, do you have a top your favorite fresh hop IPA or fresh hop beer this season at this point?
Well, this one I'm drinking right now is pretty stellar. This Crush Architect.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good.
That's maybe your favorite.
Since the last episode?
But just period, like for the season, year's fresh hop beers.
No, I would say the Double Wanderlust was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't get to try that.
Beef, you had it, didn't you?
Not fresh hop.
Yeah, you did. You had it with me, I believe.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Crowler.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. See. Yeah, Sharon.
That was like one of the two good beers from that day. That was like early on in the fresh hop. Fresh hops, and that was one that definitely stood out.
I will say that Fremont's Head Full of Fresh Hops was a 1.25 for me this year.
You gotta go Field to Ferment with Field to Ferment.
Fort George's and You Will Notice by the Trail of Hops got a 4.25. I really liked the Born Yesterday from Lagunitas. That was a 4. No, that's not Fresh Hop. Never mind.
The standout for me probably still is the... Is Sticky Hands Fresh Hop. That was really good.
That was pretty good. Alien Plant Farm from Ruse. That was a 4.
What is with the beer pun or the band puns?
Yeah, I know.
They've always, but beer has always done puns. I mean, that's the most of the humor in can art.
But just like two right now.
The
plane,
the
like
Bale Breaker, Russian River, Green Rush was really good. Stunt Monkey from Grains of Wrath was really good. That was a 4.5.
Stunt Monkey.
Yeah.
I didn't get to try that.
Oh, Fresh Hop Hazelicious from Rubens. I gave a 1.
That's kind of a bummer. Rubens should be decent.
I know.
I found their Fresh Hop Crikey today. I'll give that a try.
The Fresh Hop Iowa Bar from Double Mountain that Toby brought to the game. That was a 1.
Oh no, I got a bottle of that too. Iowa Bar Fight.
Fresh Hop Crikey was a 4.
4. Poor Toby. He buys some shit, doesn't he?
And then I think we're getting close back to the last show there. Mm. Oh.
He'll bring some shit tomorrow.
Fresh Hop Glowed Up. Fresh Hop Glowed Up from Trapdoor was a 4.5.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. That was really good. That was probably my favorite hazy.
Yeah, that was delicious.
That
Fremont. Oh, that's not a Fresh Hop. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah. Anyways.
The Fresh Hops from Freem were really good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a West Coast and a...
The West Coast was good.
The pink label. I can't remember what I said, though. Can't remember what style it was. Probably hazy. But they were both tasty.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, it Fresh Hop season started slow and picked up quickly. I mean,
It always starts slow.
I was going to say, it always does, but...
Aside from when Ex Novo was here, and Fresh Hop Elliot kind of kicked us off with something great.
True.
And then we dump into this kind of lower zone, then just watch it climb up, get better, 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 better.
Yeah.
And we're going to... looks like we're going to finish off with Pallet Jack, so...
Well, what I love about Fresh Hop season is, like, it's been going for 2+ months strong now. When we've been drinking Fresh Hops for... It's getting to be, like, a quarter of the year we're going to have Fresh Hop beers around to drink. Which is kind of cool.
That's, like, great. That's, and I will say,
have it overtake pumpkin season.
Yeah, and I'll say that
I haven't noticed it yet. Pumpkin season.
There's more good Fresh Hop beer now than there was 10 years ago.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Breweries have figured out
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Breweries have really figured out how to do it right, rather than just everything Fresh Hop from start to finish, and then you get this big grassy bomb. You know, and like I said, the guy at Breakside was talking to me about it, and he said there's a whole process to avoid that grassy thing, and that's what they do with all of theirs. And good on them, because they definitely put out a whole series of really good Fresh Hop beers. So
that they do. If I had to go with, like, if you had to go with one brewery to have a Fresh Hop from, is it Breakside?
Yeah, for consistency. Yeah. Well, no, but for Barley Browns too, though. They don't make a bad Fresh Hop beer, but they just don't make a lot of different.
They don't make as many. Correct.
They usually do 2 to 3 a year. But they're always stellar. But I'd say for the amount that Breakside puts out, they definitely dominate for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. No notes.
Fort George has done pretty good. They're fresh is okay. Everything else they've had has been a 4 and above. There's only one of their Fresh Hop beers I didn't get this year, and I can't remember the name of it. But they definitely put out a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, there are other breweries that I think in general make pretty good Fresh Hop beers too, like Living Houses. Fresh Hop beers have been pretty good this year.
Yeah.
The Dino was really good. I think, like, for several years in a row, for Hazy's, Trapdoor, their hazy stuff has been Fresh Hop has been really good.
Yep. I would imagine that I didn't get any. I don't think any of us got any, but I would imagine Brewhouse really kicked butt on the Fresh Hop.
Yeah, I imagine Brewhouse just killed it. Yeah.
They still had some Fresh Hop last week. They had something on tap.
Yeah.
So, I wish we would have got down there.
FOMO strikes a month late.
The portion of your heart that FOMO lives in is just dead now. It's just not pumping any blood anymore.
It got snipped out, Marcus.
It's not pumping any hype through your bloodstream.
Let's
continue on that thought, because I posted an article about that. So there's this article that came out about how to make Fresh Hop beers.
Okay.
And there's two sides, and apparently I didn't know this, but they're very divided on this. So the two methods, and we've talked about this a bit before, but the two methods are, one is to dump in the whole cone, you know, undried hops, so fresh hops, into hot wort or hot beer before you cool it down. And you steep it like a tea, basically, right? And you sit there and use something called a hop back to recirculate your wort through it and
sounds like
get
a Justin Timberlake
that
song.
Way.
Extract more. Yeah.
A la the way that Sean did it for his CDA. and then there's the other side of the fence where they want to do it just in dry hopping. So the beer's cold. You don't steep anything in warm liquid. And you use the dry hop method to gather whatever aromatics and flavor compounds you get out of it that way. So on the hot side, what they say is that when you steep them, you extract more of what they call the good stuff. It's longer lasting. It doesn't, like, age out as quickly. You get more deeper and intense flavors of the fresh hops. And they say that if you want a very plant-like, chlorophyll-rich experience with a more chalky texture, you go the hot side. The cold ciders, of course, say that you get more aromatics that are more intense, think the tastes are brighter if they're dry-hopped. You don't get, like, this tea and, like, green plant-like thing. It's more of just this brightness and maybe citrusy and aromatic notes that you get. And so if you're looking for more complex and intense aromatics without the greenness, the way to do it is the cold side. And there are apparently, like, breweries. So, like, the quotes came from Bend Brewing in Oregon, who were like, there's no reason we'd ever use the cold side. The hot side is the way to go. That's the only way we get the flavors that we think are desirable. And then they interviewed, I can't remember who it was.
Great Notion, right?
Oh, Great Notion. Yeah, Great Notion on the cold, saying, no, the only way you want to ever use this is on the cold side. And like we've talked about Ben Edmonds at Breakside doing the same thing where he's like, I make a good IPA and then I just use dry hops on the cold side with fresh hops. And that's how you accent that. And so I figure, you know, there seems to be this huge division inside of the brewing culture that only the Portland Beer Club podcast can solve. So let's
it's
let's
like
put
only
this
murders in the building. Oh my
let's
God.
Put this baby to rest.
Who's Selena? Who's Steven? Who's Martin?
Yeah, right. And obviously,
just
like
trying to
all
figure
things...
out what I just said.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I'm trying to figure out who would be who. Am I? I think I'm Selena.
You're Selena. I'm glad you took that and we didn't have to fight over it.
I have no idea.
As much as I love
about.
Steve Martin, I'd say that Marcus is Steve Martin. And I'm probably more than Martin Short. Just cheesecake.
Yeah. Oh, the TV show you're talking about.
Only Murders in the Building. Come on, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that was the name of it. All right.
Sorry,
so,
Jason.
Yeah. Let's put this thing to rest. What do you guys think? Obviously putting aside like crop years and all that kind of stuff, like talking about general practices, and I think we already touched on this based on like, oh, we seek out these breweries because they make good fresh hop beer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was...
Sean already alluded to it in his scoring system.
What's that?
What do you think your preferred method is for fresh hops?
Well,
using fresh hops.
I don't know. I don't know how to break that down just because I don't understand brewing the way you do. But you know, I mean, just going based on breweries, I mean, I'd say Breakside, Barley Brown. What's that?
They use cold side.
Yeah.
Cold side.
Barley Browns.
Don't know. Guessing cold side.
Who else? Fort George, for the most part, has been really
cold
good.
Side. Except for maybe Fresh.
Yeah.
Except for the one.
The one called Fresh IPA. Yeah.
We should make every brewery declare what they are.
Yeah, we should. It should be on the can. I agree.
Yeah.
Because you already said it, Sean. It, like, if it's grassy, green, you it sucks, right?
Yeah. I think it sucks. There's people out there that probably think that's delicious.
No. We're being definitive here, Sean. We're making the...
Guard.
I don't mind it as a component, but I don't want that to be any of the, like, top three flavors of the beer. So, yeah, I'm going to say cold side as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think... just based now that we have several years of it too, and it's like, even though I think in general maybe we were a little disappointed with Breakside fresh hop beers, it's because we hold them as the pinnacle, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, oh, it's a 4.5 instead of a 5. It's like, yeah, it's slightly disappointing.
Yeah,
but it's still a good beer.
It's still well above average.
They were grassy shit, right? I mean, they were good.
It's probably still in like the top. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Their worst fresh hop beer was better than most fresh hop beers.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Great Notion was kind of in the same boat this year, except for the Juice Junior, which
that
I think
was,
something was just wrong
just,
with it.
Something happened to that.
Something was wrong with
that. I don't
that
know
beer.
Why they even released it. It was bug juice.
Yeah. Maybe it was just the cans I got. I don't know. But but like the other fresh hop beers they came out with were not amazing, but they were good.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I mean, unless you really, if you like
Satan
to go
agrees.
Out, yeah, if you like to go out and scoot on grouse with your mouth like a dog does with his butt, then go for the hot side edition. But
that's the only way you get the pure taste of the hop, Marcus.
That's right. It's the complex, well, no, I think the complex was, it's the long lasting flavor. Well, yes, it is long lasting, I suppose. I don't know.
Ugh.
I think the Portland Beer Club podcast has spoken on this topic.
I've spoken.
I think Oregon has spoken. I think we speak for Oregon. Oregon consumers, when we say.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, let's finish this last topic. Looks like we've got about just under 10 minutes left, so we might as well just kick this out and call it a show. Somebody? Anyone?
What is the last topic?
Once again, Oregon rep wants higher taxes on state beer, cider, wine.
Oh, that.
Producers to combat alcoholism. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. So a representative in Oregon, Representative Sanchez, has decided that they want to up the taxation on beer barrels for breweries, for wine barrels, for wineries and cidery, and then cideries as well. And their proposal is for those taxes to be used for prevention, intervention, and recovery services for anyone under the age of 21, because apparently those programs don't exist, is what they said.
Okay, wait a minute. So here's what I'm going to say. As somebody who works in the
in that exact field.
Criminal justice system.
For juvenile youth,
who has seen government's promise that if we, hey, we're going to decriminalize drugs and we're going to take all that money we're saving and put it in systems to help combat addiction. And then they changed the laws and everybody was out on the street hitting their meth pipe. And then all of a sudden there's no services available. This is where I'm going to call bullshit on this guy, because you're going to make these empty promises and you're not going to have the services available that you're promising, but you're just going to tax the shit out of the people who are drinking and drinking responsibly. So I'm saying no, no to that guy, because I've seen it not work.
Gal.
She's a gal, not a guy.
Mm-hmm.
100% with
every you, every time they say they're going to use money taken from substance, any substance, to combat whatever and provide services, it never happens. It doesn't follow through. That money goes into somebody else's pocket somewhere else, and we never wonder where it went. But everybody who partakes and partakes responsibly has to pay for it.
Those are great. Those are really good points. So I want to bring up, I'm gonna make some points here on, so this, the comments on this proposed bill is available publicly, and like the public comments are available on it. And so one thing I want to reference is Ben Edmonds from Breakside commented on this about his dissatisfaction with this proposal. And he made the points that you just made, Sean. I mean, it's almost verbatim. Like he basically said, so A, first of all, breweries are struggling and cideries and wineries, like alcohol consumption. Well, draft consumption is down 30%. In general, the beer wine industry is being hit hard. And in Oregon, what you want to do is increase taxes on small businesses for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, employ like 50,000 people in Oregon. And this business is shrinking right now. He said, you know, before COVID, there were 400 breweries in Oregon. Now there's 350. It's shrinking.
Right.
And then he said, you know, and like he cited Breakside as an example. He's like, if we sell a six pack of IPA, that IPA six pack makes for us like $6. He said, then once we pay taxation, employees, benefits, our costs for grain, you know, hops, blah 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 blah.
Business like, costs, insurance, blah blah.
He's like, that six pack makes us 25 cents.
Yeah.
He's like, if you increase this tax by 25 cents, we're out of business. Like, he's like, and my brewery Breakside is kind of viewed as like the golden child of a successful beer business in Oregon. Yeah. He's like, so he's like, and that's the literal what would happen to Breakside.
Has to raise prices, which then comes to us.
No, she's going to tax beer at point of sale.
Hmm.
So when you walk in and buy a six-pack of Breakside IPA, you just pay a tax on top of it. So they're just going to make craft beer even more expensive than it was. Right. And I'm like, he's like, and then on top of that, he's like you said, who are you taxing? You're hitting Oregon, you know, Oregon beer and cider and wine. The people who are buying craft beer from Breakside or a bottle of Pinot Noir are not the alcoholics that are causing problems that, you know,
you know who
that
is, you know, who's
that is not the industry.
As somebody, it's a luxury.
As somebody who went to Breakside three times in 1 week, I'll tell you who's at Breakside. It's families with kids. It's families with their dogs. It's families with kids and dogs. And then a few single people. That's who's at Breakside. Exactly. So that's who you're consequencing.
The people who you're trying to help, alcoholics, are not spending a premium to buy wine, Oregon Pinot Noir, or craft IPAs.
Hey, you know what?
And so by taxing those people more, you're not solving any, you're not making the industry that's responsible for that pay anymore for that. You're just killing local business.
How about just tax the cheap beer that the alcoholics drink?
Right. Exactly. And so, and then on top of that, to your point again, Sean, he said, by the way, the OHA, who governs all this tax money for spending on all these programs, he's like, they're missing $72 million right now.
Bingo.
Revenue that came to them that they cannot account for, which is
twice as much
as Oregon breweries and wineries have paid to them already. And it's like, so if you up the amount of money that they're being taxed, you already have the money sitting there that you can't even account for.
Yeah.
And those programs should be in place now for.
Yep. Yep.
So get your shit in house together first before you start.
Why do you think Oregon just recriminalized drugs?
Because
it wasn't working, because they didn't provide any of the services that they said they were going to provide with money.
They did half of it. they did the easy half.
I'll tell you right now, on the juvenile side, there's nothing. There was nothing new added. We have nothing for our kids.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, it's blank. Right now, I have a kid who next week is getting shipped down to California to get services.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing
in Oregon.
So it
just makes me wonder, like, what is Representative Sanchez's real goal here? Is some of that $72 million that's missing found her pocket somehow? I mean, what's going on here? Why would you increase taxation for a program and take money from small businesses in Oregon that are already struggling to finance what? A program that should be in place already because you have the money for it somewhere, but you can't tell me where it is? I mean, that's... We've got to hold our politicians to a higher standard than that. That's
good luck with that.
Bad.
Good luck with that.
Sadly, so that's just something to be aware of. You know, it's not in place yet, but it is a House bill that's coming up. So,
all right, bingo. You know,
it's in public comment right now. You're part of the public, listener.
So just be aware of it, and it may end up costing us a lot more money, you know, to buy a beer again. And it's going to hit Oregon breweries and Oregon wineries and Oregon cideries. And it's like, that's not, like you said, the giant faceless corporations that are giving cheap alcohol to the people who have problems.
Yep.
Sean, why'd you go no glass tonight?
Hang on.
Definitely didn't just forget it.
I'm just going to do another one of these. Because
aren't you glad that Sean wasn't on to record us slamming him for his lack of technical expertise?
I wish that would have been recorded.
That would have been good. I know.
I was downstairs bringing everything up, and we had a change of plans at the last second, and I never got back downstairs to grab my glass. So I'm drinking out of the can in the bottle, whatever comes first to my mouth.
I'm going to open up one of these. I haven't opened up one of these in a while.
And I'm going to say, Beaverton Farmers Market, Hot Mama Salsa is no longer at the Beaverton Farmers Market because their sales ladies had to go back to school. And I had to make my own salsa this week, and it turned out pretty damn good.
False. You did not. You could have gone to New Seasons or Renko.
No, they have, but they don't have Salsa of the Week.
Salsa of the Week. They don't have salsa. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
A fresh Salsa of the Week. So I made my own salsa with some Jimmy Nardellos, a little jalapeno. Some tomatoes and some red onion, and then some magical spices, a little brown sugar.
That works out great for me. You come up here and bring me a pint of salsa, and I'll give you a pint of beer. Mm. I think that's a fair trade.
I'd agree.
Cooked it on the stove for about an hour and a half and jarred it up. It's pretty damn good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done fire roasted style salsas here several times. They always turn out great.
I'm going to do the exact same recipe this week. We're going to get the same veggies at the farmer's market, but I'm going to put everything on the Traeger before we blend it all up.
Yeah. I've done that too with the smoker.
Yes.
Yeah. Cut them in half, smoke them, and then make the salsa. See how that turns out.
Yeah. It should be good.
Mm-hmm. A little olive oil, a little cider vinegar, and my magic spice blend. Should turn out pretty good.
Yeah, and then if you can come up with like just a good base salsa, then you can start like doing your own salsas of the week, like add shit to it, you know. And
yeah, a little porcupine butt, and then you know.
Porcupine
butt. Oh man, that's delicious.
Only
if it's fire roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Little fire roasted ambergris.
Yeah.
Whale vomit.
Yeah. Yep. So what did you just pour yourself there, Marcus? I couldn't read the bottle.
This is the. We'll call it the Ram House Goose. It's the 1-2-3-year blend that Chad and I did out of the sour beer barrels that we made.
How old is it?
Nice.
It was bottled in 2020.
Wow. Okay.
It was a COVID beer. Yeah.
All right.
I bottled it without him because it was COVID. COVID. So yeah, I haven't opened one in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Literally, it's been forever, but it smells good.
Oh, how's Looks it good. Taste?
That's yeah, really good.
Far different from That's the stout fair. You made earlier, or you drank earlier.
Ooh, cuvee. Nope. I see
stout was good too. You want me to? I could just, it's in that tap right there. I could just put it right in.
Ooh.
Do it.
You should make it a nice pour, dark here, amber porter color.
Oh, I can see him pouring his little tap.
How's he pouring?
And if you look really closely, you could see Sean in a couple of these photos.
Oh, there I am.
He's right there.
I see Adam. And I see Lynn. He's
right there. He's wearing a beanie in that one.
Yep.
And this right here, that's his penis. It's right there. That's his penis. And I'm kind of like rubbing it right now. So
I feel it. I feel it.
We're still recording. Oh, we're still recording.
That's such a flock boy thing to do.
He's doing
There's
voodoo.
The nipples. I'm pinching the nipples. There we go. Ooh. There we go.
Ooh. Manipulating.
Manipulation.
Oh, good word usage.
They have meanings.
Yep. Words do have meanings. man.
Yeah, unfortunately. I have to remember that still.
Duh.
Words have meanings.
So are you guys scared about playing at Purdue?
I'm always scared for the Ducks because we can beat Ohio State 1 week and we might lose to Portland State the next week. You never know.
That's the beauty of college football.
We don't have.
I'm concerned.
Don't...
Yeah, I'm concerned. The team from the first 2 weeks of the year will show up at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's my point. I mean, Idaho gave us a run for our money, and who the hell is Idaho? You know,
if the team shows up that showed up last week, which they won't, but if they do, they'll win by 40. But
We have not had a Chip Kelly blowout this season. Remember when Chip Kelly was
Oregon State?
That wasn't a blowout. I mean, remember when we were scoring 50, we were scoring 50, 60 points under Chip, and now we're just like, we're beating teams maybe by 15, 20.
We beat Oregon State by like 35 or something.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's 14. One game. We're halfway through the season, you know?
Yeah. Oregon State didn't score in the second half.
Right. But I'm just,
that's getting up there for that. We had
an era where we were blowing teams out 50, 60 something points a game.
I mean, we dominated Michigan State too. That game wasn't even as close as the score indicated.
But it's just, we're not racking up points like we used to. And that,
yeah, well,
that
was neither is Chip Kelly. Okay. He lost last week.
I know what you mean.
That's not his first time back though, right? He was back.
No, he was back here a couple times at the UCLA.
UCLA,
Yeah.
He's never won at Autzen since he's left.
Chip's best career was with Oregon, and Oregon's best career was with Chip. I mean, that was just a great combo.
I don't think Chip has won. I think we've beaten him 5 times now since he's left Oregon.
Good.
I think we beat him 4 times at UCLA and now once at Ohio
That's what
State.
Chip gets for leaving Oregon, because goddamn, who knows where we would have gone with him.
Yeah, we scrimmaged the Eagles too, I think, in the offseason and beat them. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you what, that second natty we went to, had Chip been coach, I bet we would have won.
Yeah, that second natty, we had a real shot.
Yep.
That was a much better team.
Yep. Chip recruited it, and then Helfrich screwed it. So
but I don't know. I mean, Ohio State was really good that year too. That's who we lost to in the natty.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that was the we didn't come here to play school year for.
That was Jameis. The Jameis year.
Oh, it was Jameis, not.
Yeah.
That was Auburn, yeah.
Not Cardell Jones.
No, that was. It was Cardell Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Jameis in the semis, and then Cardell Jones in the final.
Yeah, he was just unstoppable those 3 games that he played.
Yeah, he had a very hot month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this, you guys. I can't remember his name, the Oregon guy who spit on the Ohio State guy.
That was pretty dumb.
Are we still recording this?
We sure are. Sorry, Jason.
Great.
I'm pretty sure our guy had a beer before he spit on him, so it counts.
Well, I just feel like he was trying to do him a service. I mean, you guys ever heard of a spit shine? No helmet's going to be cleaner and shine brighter after that than after one of those.
But it makes you wonder.
He could probably see some of those watermarks from their water boys. Just couldn't squeeze correctly. Didn't have his aim right. Aimed a little too high.
Did you see how upset he was in the tunnel afterwards?
Oh, he threw his helmet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was
crying too.
Well, he's like, I saw my face in that helmet. That's how clean it was. And that bastard had me thrown out.
I do this guy a favor, and this is how he repays me.
I know, right?
But that's one of our best receivers, and
he's
we were
like the third best receiver.
Well, he's pretty good. And we're missing
we're missing
Birch on defense. So just imagine if we'd finished the game with both those guys in the game, might have been a whole different story than than a 1 point game.
Might have lost.
There's all kinds of what ifs that could have happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Oregon, people keep saying that Oregon played like an A-plus game. I'm like, no, they didn't. They missed a field goal. They failed on a 2-point conversion. They got stopped on a fourth down and at the goal line.
Yep.
When Tez was wide open.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if you saw that.
Wide open in the corner.
Then there was the interception that should have been that would have prevented 7 points. But that's like all what ifism, right? It's like what if this? What
that's
if that?
That's how the game goes.
Oregon probably played a B-plus game, and Ohio State probably played about the same.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they seemed very evenly matched.
Yeah. It was I think if you play that game again on a neutral side, it's a flip of the coin every
time. So what you're saying is when we get to the conference championship game, which is probably going to be a repeat of what we just had this weekend.
No, we're going to play Penn State. If things play out like they should.
There's some truth there. That could happen.
I don't know about should. Maybe could.
Could happen.
It's in, where is the game with Ohio State this year?
I think it's in the Shoe.
Oh, it is?
No, it's at, it's at Penn State.
It's at Autzen Stadium?
it's at the Big Beave, they call it. The Big Beaver.
Uh-huh. Well, we still got to get through Michigan.
It is called Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The Ducks still have to get through Michigan, which I know they're not doing great this year, but they're not bad. We still got
to still have to win. I mean,
we got to beat Washington, which could be an upset. They're not great this year, but they could still beat us. There's teams that are still going to be challenging.
We're in a conference where if we have three turnovers and don't bring our A game, I mean, we could lose to several teams. Yeah. It's possible. So the Ducks have shown that with Boise State and Idaho. It's like they can lose if they don't play to their potential. So hopefully they've learned that, but you know, whatever. We'll see. We've seen Dylan Gabriel being not great.
Ugh.
Yeah. Dylan Gabriel hasn't been great in the red zone. Even this last weekend, he was okay. But he missed a wide open guy, and 2 weeks ago he threw two interceptions there. It's like he's not a done deal.
And just to bring it back to the show, what do you think Dylan Gabriel's favorite IPA is?
who's his NIL deal with? Deschutes, definitely Deschutes.
No, it's got to be a Eugene beer. It's got to be like Ninkasi or Hop Valley. Yeah,
they've got big money now. Hop Valley.
They got that Uncle Phil money.
Uncle Phil
drove by the hangar today. Uncle Phil's plane was sitting in there. He's not in Purdue yet. There's Purdue that game's at Purdue, right? This week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he'll go there like the morning of.
Have the Ducks ever played Purdue ever?
Yes, I think they have.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not.
I think we got someone on research right now checking it out.
Let's not drive Jason up
what
the
was
wall.
79 and 2009.
Okay. We don't want to lose Jason, guys.
And who won those?
The last
Oregon
matchup,
won the one in 2009, I think.
38-36.
Yeah, it was close.
Wow. Okay. That was like close to the chip era.
That was like year one of the chipper area, wasn't it? Did I say area?
Area.
I meant area.
Areola.
I think I did.
Areola.
Areola, let him go.
Yeah, so the other, I saw that the Blazers are switching, I guess. They're doing a collaboration with Rogue.
Yuck.
For this year. A Rogue IPA is going to be the Blazers beer this year.
I wouldn't go to a Blazers game before, but I definitely won't go now.
that was the year that LeGarrette Blount punched the Boise State player.
Oh,
yeah, that was year one. That was the chipper year one. He was probably suspended for that game.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, because it was September 12th. I thought maybe it was some bowl game.
I think what you meant to say was multiple Super Bowl winning
LeGarrette
Blount.
Yes, back to back. Yeah. Back to back with different teams.
Is he the winningest Super Bowl at former Duck?
He might be.
Could be.
There's probably someone else. That
not Joey Harrington.
That's lower on the roster. Yeah.
It was just like a third stringer.
Haloti Ngata got at least one.
Yeah,
did he get more than one?
Who are the defensive brothers?
Did he get the one with Dilfer in 2000?
Was it 2000?
Yeah, that was 2000.
Later than that?
No, he got the one with Blacko in 2012.
Sorry,
yeah,
Jason.
Oh, you're right. He did get that one. Well, I mean, he was like
played with Ray Lewis and Peter Boulware.
Okay. He was not that. I mean, he wasn't that far removed.
I tried to end
the
show.
2000s.
I tried to end it.
Why would you try to end it now, as opposed to not like 20 minutes ago when you should have?
Right.
On the last break.
2006 to 2014, he was with the Ravens.
Okay.
Marcus, I'm forgetting. Who are the two defensive brothers we had? Like one, we had one. Then he went pro. Then the brother came in. Just in the last 5 years. No.
Die.
No. Sewell.
The Sewell brothers.
Oh, Sewell.
Yeah.
They haven't won any. I don't even know if the latter one's in the NFL, but
I thought there was like three of them.
He's one of the best linemen in the NFL.
Weren't there like three of them in the NFL at one point? There was a third guy that didn't play for Oregon.
Well, there's, I don't know.
So Noah Sewell is still in the Bears.
He is? Okay.
Yeah. They're not winning the Super Bowl.
And Penei Sewell is a starting right tackle for the Lions.
Yeah. Gabriel Sewell is the third brother.
Where's he playing?
University of Nevada.
Oh, he's still in college.
No, this was 2019 football roster. Okay. So actually, he might still be in college.
Okay. Well, hey, the Lions are doing great this year. They've only got, one loss?
Sewell should have scored a touchdown last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He really should have, but there was a shit penalty on the play.
That's too bad. All right, well, let's wrap it up because now we're getting into college NFL football.
Getting into?
Just...
football. We're
it's
just talking
like
football.
Like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Getting deep into it.
I know. Jason's probably like hung up a long time ago. But
yeah, you might want to actually edit this last 10 minutes out.
No, I'm not doing it because I can see your whole brew system behind you there, Marcus. Beer. I'm saying beer right now. Beer.
That's what people want to hear us talk about. Beer. Just say the word beer.
Beer. I can see your taps. I can see my beer sitting on the counter. We love beer. I can see my empties in behind me. That's great. Beer. All right, episode 111 of the Portland Beer Club podcast, your online bottle share. I'm not even giving out our email anymore because nobody ever writes us. So, guys, the hybrid show is good.
Snapchat shits, jeez.
The hybrid works. I like it, but I miss you because it's way more fun when you're here in person. And next month we will definitely be in person unless I have the flu. So, y'all hang tight.
Unless you're getting chopped in some way.
Hope y'all have a happy Halloween. Give those kids lots of candy. Give yourself lots of candy. Wear a mask and don't go to jail. We'll see you in
November. Slice shit stick.
That's another episode of the Portland Beer Club podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Untappd, and check out our website at www.portlandbeerclubpodcast.com.